Well, thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll commence with the prayer. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. And I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the September virtual special meeting of council. This Wednesday, the 7th of October, 2020. I welcome councillors, management and staff, and those members of the public viewing the live stream or watching the recording at a later time. As part of our efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19 and in accordance with Section 395 of the Local Government Act 2020, this council meeting is being held by virtual means and live streamed on council website. It is therefore not open to the public to attend in person. There are a number of requirements for the holding of a virtual council meeting. Firstly, in order that councillors be recorded as present at the meeting, each councillor must confirm they can hear the proceedings, they can see all other councillors in attendance, be seen by all other councillors in attendance, and they can be heard to speak. When we move to agenda item 3, councillors present, I will ask councillors to confirm this. Secondly, it is a requirement that all virtual meetings of council are made accessible to the public by being streamed live on council website. A quorum for a meeting of council is 5 councillors. If for some reason the quorum requirement is not able to be met during the meeting due to councillors experiencing technical difficulties, we will temporarily adjourn the meeting in an attempt to restore the connection to the councillors. This will also be the case should we experience technical difficulties with the live stream. Should we encounter significant technical difficulties that don't allow today's council meeting to continue at all, the meeting will be adjourned and those agenda items that have not been considered will be deferred for consideration by council at a later date, and the community will be advised of that date. When voting tonight, I ask councillors to raise their hand. Please keep your hands raised until I've confirmed the councillors' names and have voted, and ask that you lower your hand. Should any councillors wish to speak to an item, I'll ask you to raise your hand and I'll call upon you in the order you raised your hand. The audio and video recording from tonight's council virtual meeting will be published on council's website within 48 hours of the meeting being conducted. Thank you. And I suspect that's probably the longest part of tonight's meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, present, we have Councillor Healy. Councillor Healy, could you please confirm that you can see and hear?
Yes, I can, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Councillor Milne.
Yes, I can see and hear. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We have Councillor Modica, please.
Yes, I can see and hear, Mayor Clements.
Thank you. Councillor Eckle, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I can see and hear.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor, Councillor Poole, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I can see and hear clearly. Thank you.
We have Brevet Councillor Horson, but we won't call upon you. Councillor Sedgman, please.
Yeah, I'm loud and clear and conservative, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We do have 2 absences in Councillor Brown and Councillor Cirillo. So, again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We have no apologies. And the only item on the agenda tonight is item 5.1, which is in management reports, and it's adoption in principle of the financial statements, performance statements, and governance and management checklist for 2019-2020, with a recommendation at 2 that council give its approval in principle to the following statements as presented for the 2019-2020 financial year: financial statements, performance statement, and governance and management checklist. That council authorise the mayor and deputy mayor to certify the financial performance statements in their final form after any changes recommended or agreed to by the Auditor General having been made, and that Council authorised the Mayor and Chief Executive Officer to certify the governance and management checklist. Do I have a mover for that, please? Moved by Councillor Poole and a seconder by Councillor Councillor Milne. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, may I make a comment?
You may make a comment, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Just with regards to the extensive work that has obviously gone into these statements, so the financial statements with revenues and expenses both down, yet the capital works has been increased extensively, and I think possibly even the highest ever, so well done to everyone involved with that. The auditors have actually been quite complimentary throughout this year's process, which has been rewarding to hear. The performance statement, just keep in mind that the unusual circumstances of this year with the pandemic, also the three new accounting standards plus the new Local Government Act. And then with regards to the governance and management checklist, just to note a few of the policies that are currently being updated but weren't before this was produced, such as the community engagement policy, risk policy, business continuity plan, and disaster recovery plan. And it's great job to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Poole. The next agenda item is urgent business, and I believe we have none. No, we have none. So I'll now formally declare this meeting closed. Before I do, I'd just like to say thank you to all of you, my fellow councillors, and to all of the staff and management team at Council. It's been an interesting 4 years, most certainly, and some of you will move on to continue the good work that has been done over the last 4 years. So thank you for your efforts, all of you, and have a great evening. Thank you.